Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3374BN. Today's date is June 9th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Tries to Shift Tactics, Red Line, Antifa Activated, Enemy Combatants, Justice. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now trying to shift tactics. Now, really think about this for a second. They brought four different cases against Trump, one with Letitia James, we had Bragg, Jack Smith, and Fani Willis. Letitia James, that case is over with. Jack Smith and Fani Willis, those are being pushed to after the election. Remember, these were all supposed to keep Trump very, very busy, and they were supposed to keep him quiet. And they wanted to make sure that he couldn't rally. Now, since Letitia James' case, that is over with, and there's an appeal going on right now. The other two cases, well, they're going to happen after the election. So they really have no other cases, because the Bragg case, that is now complete. And once the judge makes his sentencing, Trump will then appeal. And I do believe everything will fall apart for them. So they have nothing to keep him busy, nothing to keep him gagged. And he can now do whatever he wants. He can go out and rally. He can talk about everything. And I do believe this is something they do not want. So I do believe what they tried to do here is they tried to introduce something into social media, and it was a post where someone was saying, hey, I just spoke to my cousin on the jury, and yeah, they got Trump. They're going to say he's guilty. So I do believe this was introduced to have a mistrial. Now, why would they want a mistrial? Well, that if they have a mistrial, what could they do? They can then go ahead and retry the whole thing and put the gag order back on Trump and keep him in court and keep him very busy as we approach the presidential election. Now, I do believe this is what they're trying to do. Is it going to work? I don't believe so, because remember, to actually prove this, you're going to have to bring in all the jurors. You're going to have to question everyone, track down this individual. Is this individual even related to this person, and find out if this is a person who actually knew something about what was happening? Because again, if there is a mistrial, what are they going to do? I do believe they're going to try to jam him, you know, up with all of this again and keep him from doing his rallies, speaking out to the people. He won't be able to travel. And I do believe this might be the reason they did this. And think about it. If he's appealing, I think we all know what's going to happen. The entire case is going to fall apart. And before the presidential election, if the entire case falls apart and the appellate court, they look at what really happened here and they start to question Bragg, they start to question the judge, they might be disbarred. How would this look for the deep state players? It will look absolutely awful. So I do believe they're going to continue to interfere in the election. At least they're going to try. Doesn't mean they're going to succeed. But I do believe they're going to try to push this very, very hard. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the Antifa group and the illegals that are in this country, they are now taking their protest to the next level. And I do believe this is going to morph. Yes, I know they're talking about Gaza, you know, free Palestine and all that. But again, we know what they're really out there for. And what's very interesting is they put a red ribbon around the White House and saying, this is our red line. And I do believe that's a signal to activate Antifa all over the place. And I do believe, like we talked about before, there might even be a storming or a breach in the White House. This time they became very, very close. And really think about it. All these individuals and everyone else that was involved in the 2020 election, where they rigged the election, they are now enemy combatants. They are no longer just civilians. They are enemy combatants, which means the military can press charges against them. And we've heard this before. I do believe in the end, we are definitely going to see justice. And I do believe that the military is the only way. And when we say the military is the only way, it doesn't mean the military is coming in with tanks, planes, and they're going through the streets rounding everyone up. The military is the only way because you needed to take control of the country. You needed to stop these people from overthrowing the United States government, overthrowing the duly elected president. And I do believe that was done in 2020. The military is the only way because these people then become enemy combatants. They're no longer civilians. They are the enemy of this country, which means the military will try them. I do believe the military is the only way because the military must guard the elections when we are attacked in this war that is approaching. And I do believe they're going to be using a cyber attack. So I do believe in the end, yes, the military is the only way because this is the branch of the government that they didn't have control over. And since they don't have control over it and they're following their oath to protect this country from foreign and domestic enemies, Trump and the Patriots, they are now working with the military and they're creating the counterinsurgency to go up against the insurgency. What you're seeing out there with Antifa, with the illegals and everything else, that is the insurgency being driven by Obama and unelected people above him. That is the insurgency to actually infiltrate the country from within and destroy the country from within. And the counterinsurgency is the president, which is Trump, the military, and we the people. And I do believe the counterinsurgency is definitely winning. And you can see that all these individuals, all those people in Congress that were all involved in overthrowing the United States government, the FBI, DOJ, and the rest, whoever were involved, they are now enemy combatants because they work with foreign governments. They work to overthrow the United States government. And this is why the military is the only way. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Joe Biden, because I think the people now see that he's a criminal. I think the people are starting to understand that he's in line with many foreign countries where he's been taking money. And he is not the only individual that's been doing this. Look at Menendez. Look at Nancy Pelosi. Look at Maxine Waters. Look at Obama. Look at Hillary Clinton. They all do the same exact thing. But again, to show the people, you need someone in the spotlight. And since Trump put the resident in place, what do people see? They see a criminal running the country. The Oversight Committee put this out on X and says the following: House impeachment inquiry interviews, public records and emails reviewed by Politico show that the members of Joe Biden's inner circle were regularly enmeshed in his family's shady business dealings. And they definitely were. And it's very interesting that this is coming out of Politico. Do you think this was just by coincidence, or do you think Politico was given the permission to run this article against Biden to force him out of his position? Absolutely. Paul Sperry put this out and said, subpoena bank records reveal Biden family, Hunter, Jim, Sarah, Haley, Biden grandchild, hauled in $18 million plus from foreign sources since Biden VP, including $3.99 million from Ukraine, $7.28 million from China, $3.5 million from Russia, $1 million from Romania, $1 million from Panama, $1.17 million from Kazakhstan, Mexico, and Syria. So if these countries are paying Biden, and I do believe the same thing goes with Obama, the same thing goes with Hillary Clinton, is it that far-fetched to think that they were involved with these countries and they were helping them to overthrow the United States government? I think it's a huge possibility, and I think that's exactly what happened. I do believe there was foreign and domestic enemies that worked together to overthrow the government of the United States of America and overthrow the duly elected president. And Trump, when he was being interviewed, he asked a very simple question. What business does Biden have that he needs all these companies? Does he sell shirts? Does he sell widgets? What does he do? Oh, the business was actually selling himself. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, the Biden family received millions from countries like China, Russia, for what? What was their business? What was their product? Their business was selling Joe Biden. Yet, Biden continues to lie to the American people about his role in these corrupt schemes. Absolutely. And they've been lying for a very long time. Actually, all these individuals, they've been lying because all they know how to do is lie. When they get caught in a lie, they just make another lie to cover up that lie. And they continually do this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see there was a protest by illegals on the streets of New York, and they were screaming and yelling, abolish ICE. And then we had Trump supporters. They unfurled a massive law and order flag in New York City, and they got arrested. I mean, really think about this for a second. It doesn't make any sense, or does it? It shows you that the criminal syndicate, they love their illegals, they love their criminals, and anyone that goes up against them and their narrative, they arrest those people, even if they're not breaking the law. So you can illegally trespass into this country, take money that you didn't earn for hotel rooms, food, and spending money, take advantage of taxpayer-funded services like public schools and county health services, and then march in the streets calling for the removal of ICE. And they can block traffic, they can create chaos, stop people from, you know, getting to places where they need to get to. And this is okay. But if you're a Trump supporter and you have this gigantic flag in support of Trump and fair justice, well, that's a no-no. Can't have that. Those people must be arrested. So I think people now are starting to realize that there is a two-tier justice system and there are people that are protected. And if you look at the criminal syndicate, they always protect their criminals. They always boost up their criminals. They protect the illegals. Yes, they are criminals. And you can see that this is what they've been doing for a very long time. People haven't seen it until now because they were hiding in the shadows. They kept it from everyone. And I do believe Trump has drawn all these people out, and now you could see the truth. But we know that Trump has many different strategies in deporting all these illegals in this country because a lot of illegals have been coming over the border. And yes, he's going to use the military. Yes, he's going to use law enforcement. He's going to deputize them, and they will be deporting people. But again, when you deport people, you got to make sure that these people stay in the country because, again, do these countries really want their prisoners back? Do they really want the people that were in the asylum back? Do they really want to keep them there? No, they really don't. So Trump, he is now floating a policy that would put the United States tariffs on foreign countries that refuse to take back their nationals who are illegal in the U.S. So Trump said he would use tariffs against the foreign countries that fail to help the U.S. stem the flow of illegal immigration at the southern border. And he will use tariffs to make sure the countries keep those people in their countries and make sure they take them back. And I do believe this is an incredible plan. And once again, the U.S. has the leverage because, again, if you're placing tariffs on all these countries are going to suffer and this won't work out very well for them. So I do believe he has many different tools in his toolbox that he's going to use to get rid of all these illegals. Remember, these are people that are brought into this country. They're here because they are criminals. They are here to help the deep state. They're not here to make the country better. They're not here to assist the people in this country. They're here to destroy this country. They're here to create chaos, to cheat in the election. Really think about it for a second. And this is what they've been doing. They've been bringing all these people in. And what's very interesting is that since all of these people have been coming in, there's a lot of child trafficking, human trafficking, and there's about 85,000 children where we don't even know where they are. And we could see that the FBI, DOJ, CIA, the criminal syndicate, they've been working with Epstein for a very long time. FBI admitted in court documents that Epstein was a source, which means they used Epstein Island to trap people. And once you trap people, you can then blackmail them and you can have these people do what you want them to do. And what's very interesting is since Trump came into the White House, he's always been talking about human trafficking, child trafficking. And he said it's a terrible thing. It's on the internet. And he has put so many different executive orders into place to stop this because he knows that this is a major, major problem. The American Thinker put this out on Telegram, says Trump never started a war against another country, but he did start a war against child trafficking. So that's very interesting. So let's go back a little bit in time. What has Trump done? Well, on December 29th, 2017, Trump proclaimed January 2018 as National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. On April 11, 2018, Trump signed FOSTA, a bill removing Section 230, which protected tech platforms from the liability of sex trafficking on their sites. On December 21st, 2018, Trump signed an act which strengthens programs supporting survivors of trafficking and fights trafficking. On January 8, 2019, Trump signed an act authorizing $430 million to fight sex trafficking worldwide. January 9, 2019, Trump signed an act tightening criteria for whether countries are the meeting standards of eliminating trafficking. On January 31, 2020, Trump signed an act establishing new prevention prosecution collaboration initiative to bring traffickers to justice. August 4, 2020, Trump authorized over $35 million to prove safe housing for trafficking victims. September 21st, 2020, Trump gave over $100 million to fight trafficking in the United States. So is there a war on human trafficking, child trafficking? Absolutely. Is he going after the pedophilia cults? It's starting to seem that way. And I do believe this has been a mission since the very, very beginning. And this is an ongoing mission that's continuing today. Because I do believe Trump is still the commander in chief. I do believe there's operations going on around this country. And the resident is just that, the resident. And the resident was put into place to do what? Wake up the American people. He is the best red pill than anything else. Because all Trump had to do is say, okay, put him in that spot. Let him do what he does best. They're going to follow the 16-year plan. They're going to open the borders up. They're going to destroy the economy. They're going to bring us to war. And they're going to let the crazies onto the streets. And that's exactly what you've been seeing. You've been seeing it all play out. And meanwhile, while people are waking up to this and they're starting to think logically, what else is happening? Trump, he has other operations going on. And I do believe he has it with other leaders like Putin and Xi and Netanyahu out in Israel. And I do believe these individuals, they are now going after the state-funded terrorists around the country. Because remember, the deep state players, they fund these terrorists. Where do you think Al-Qaeda came from? Where do you think ISIS came from? Where do you think all these terrorist groups came from? The deep state created the terrorists. They pay the terrorists. They're the ones who have caused most of the problems that we see today in the world, especially when it comes to war, especially when it comes to fighting terrorism. It is they who have done this to us. And yes, this all goes back to what? The private Western Central Bank system, because it breeds corruption. Where do you think all the money's coming from? Because when you have an unlimited credit card and you're not tracking anything and you don't care how much you spend because you just borrow more, what do you think happens? It creates this entire criminal syndicate. And to protect your money flow, you need enforcers. You need to keep the funding. You need to keep it going. So what do? Oh, we're at war. We're fighting terrorists. We're doing this. That's what you see. And now I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are doing, they're now hunting these terrorists, hunting down those who have been funding the terrorists. And I do believe this is what this mission is out in Israel, out in the Ukraine, soon to be in Thailand. And what's very interesting is you could see the propaganda and what the fake news is doing. They're just accepting the Hamas releases and they're just cutting and pasting them into their news story. So whatever they say, that's what's happening. Daniel Rubenstein put this out and said, the CNN digital team continues to copy-paste press releases from Hamas and then send them out as a push notification to millions of people. And that's exactly what they're doing. And what's very interesting is Israel, with their operation where they're destroying Hamas, they have now rescued 4 Israeli hostages. And these people weren't kept in tunnels. They were kept in high-density Palestinian population. And they were rescued. Now, of course, as soon as this happens, what does the Biden administration do? He's calling for negotiations. He's calling for a ceasefire. Well, if Hamas really wanted a ceasefire, they would show goodwill. They would say, you know something? Yes, we truly want a ceasefire. We're going to release 3 hostages. We're going to release 2 hostages. But they didn't. Israel had to go in, find them, and then rescue them. So when you hear all these people out on the streets, free Palestine, free Palestine. Well, that's exactly what's happening. Israel, Trump, they're freeing Palestine from the state-funded terrorists. Soon, they're going to get their wish. Palestine's going to be free. Not the way they would hope to be, but they're going to be free of the terrorists. Guess who doesn't like this? Obama, Biden, and their foot soldiers. They do not like this. And if you notice during Trump's interview with Dr. Phil, he wants Israel to finish the war very, very quickly. Because think about it, once they remove the terrorists, what are the protesters going to protest about? Oh, I think things are going to morph a little bit unless something else happens. So if Israel finishes their mission, they remove the terrorists, they wipe out their tunnels, they destroy almost everything that they have, the protesters here, they're going to have to change up tactics, aren't they? That's going to be very interesting. We'll have to see how that plays out. But you can see the deep state players are having a very difficult time pushing the next plandemic. It's not working out the way they wanted it to work out, because every time they try to push something, it's being debunked very, very quickly. Think about all the different platforms that are out there now that they don't control. And this is why it's becoming so difficult for them. I mean, think X, Truth Social, Rumble. And every time they censor people on the other platforms like YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, what happens? The truth comes out in other places. So they are debunked very, very quickly. And I do believe they're going to have a very difficult time getting this pandemic off the ground. And every day that passes, what do we see? We see more and more news about COVID and about the bioweapon and about how all of this was made up. And there was nothing really real about COVID. Yes, there was a virus, but if nobody said anything, no one would even know it was around. You would just think you got a bad cold. You had the flu. No one would even know anything that was happening. That's why they had to use the fake statistics. But what's very interesting is that the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has delivered a seismic decision that could reshape public health policy across the nation. In a contentious case involving the Health Freedom Defense Fund and other plaintiffs versus the Los Angeles Unified School District, the court has declared that the mRNA COVID-19 injections do not qualify as vaccines under traditional medical definitions. The case revolved around the LAUSD's COVID-19 vaccination policy, which required all employees to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by a specified deadline. The plaintiffs argued that the district's vaccine mandate infringed upon their fundamental right to refuse medical treatment, as the mRNA injections do not prevent the transmission of COVID-19, but merely mitigate symptoms for the recipient. The court's opinion, penned by Circuit Judge R. Nelson and supported by Judge Collins, asserts that the mRNA shots marked as vaccines do not effectively prevent the transmission of COVID-19, but merely reduce symptoms in those who contract the virus. This crucial distinction undermines the foundational premise of the vaccine mandates enforced by various governmental and educational institutions. The Center of Disease Control and Prevention modified the definition of vaccine to include the mRNA shots. Remember when they changed the definition of vaccines? So look at what the CDC did. Here's the definition the CDC used on August 26, 2021. Vaccine, a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease. Vaccination, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. Rather than admit COVID-19 vaccine is not working as advertised, the CDC took a page out of Orwell's 1984 and opted for a new spin language. Here is the new definition. Vaccine, a preparation that is used to stimulate the body's immune response against disease. It can be recalled that Pfizer's president of international developed markets, Jeanine Small, admitted in an EU hearing that the vaccine had never been tested on its ability to prevent transmission, contrary to what was previously advertised to the people. Remember, they told us it's going to stop transmission, it's going to protect you. It does none of those things. Actually, it does the opposite. It actually hurts you, and it creates other illnesses, or it takes illnesses that you were going to have at a later stage and brings them out now. Let's talk about our health. I just found something fascinating. What if you could restore your gut health with one simple fix? According to one doctor in California, there may be a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. Dr. Gundry, who is a world-renowned heart surgeon, reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, and low energy in a short video he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the description box below. That's newgutfix.com/X22. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. Find out now by going to thenewgutfix.com/X22 or click the link at the bottom of the video. And all of a sudden, you see people with heart problems, you see people dying suddenly, you see increase in cancer, you see infertility, you see all of these things. And again, these individuals, Fauci, the CDC, the FDA, and everyone else that was pushing this, they're all responsible for killing millions and millions of people or injuring millions and millions of people. All of these individuals should be going to jail. And again, especially the pharmaceutical companies, because again, they lie to the American people. Doctors who are supposed to protect the American people, they lied to the American people. Listen, nobody knew anything about these vaccines. They weren't tested on anyone. They wouldn't let you see what would happen if you actually took it because they kept that a secret. And they just spewed the lie over and over and over and tried to convince you that it was great. And now we know that they're not. Actually, we knew at that time. Actually, there were many, many people who were telling everyone, no, these vaccines are dangerous. Do not take them. Oh, wait, what happened to those people? Oh, that's right. They were censored. But what's very interesting is law professor Dr. Francis Boyle, who drafted the 1989 Biological Weapons and Anti-Terrorism Act, claims COVID-19 mRNA injections are weapons of mass destruction in a new affidavit. So here we are that this is a bioweapon. And these people continually lie to the American people. They didn't use science whatsoever. They even admitted that. And they knowingly pushed this on the American people. They knew that there were other cures. Fauci knew that hydroxychloroquine worked. He knew that it would stop COVID or many other viruses. The pharmacists knew. The pharmaceutical companies knew. Everyone knew. They just hid it from the people. And Elon Musk, I think he put out one of the best memes. And it's a picture of Fauci, and it says, "You're all beagles to me anyway, crimes against humanity." Remember Fauci? He tortured dogs. Well, he looked at everyone in this country, said, "You look like a beagle to me. I don't care what happens. We're going to experiment on you. If you die, you die. You get hurt, you get hurt. Makes no difference." And this is exactly what they did. And the same people that lied about COVID, that lied about the election, they lie about the trans community. They lie about their psychological problems. And they pretend that it doesn't exist, but it really does. Remember the Nashville shooter, Audrey Hale, who went in and shot up a lot of children and killed people? Well, she wrote about her imaginary penis and how she would kill to get puberty blockers in the weeks before her horrific attack on the Covenant School in Nashville last year. The Tennessee Star obtained some 4 dozen pages of Hale's writing that shed light on her female to male transition and why she shot and killed 6 people at the elementary school in March of 2023. Hale wrote about anger toward her parents, how she hated her conservative Christian upbringing, and how she had suffered because hormone blockers were not available when she was a child. And you can see that these people have been radicalized. I mean, really, that's really what it is. And everything that we thought was happening is now true. Buck Sexton put this out on X and said, so the trans terrorist school shooter did it for exactly the reasons we thought. A delusional psychopath radicalized by trans propaganda. And this long delayed release was a pure political cover-up. Biden's FBI helped suppress it. We knew it all along. And that's exactly what happened there. And the people, they're now seeing it. I think the people are starting to understand that most of the trans community, they are Antifa. They're the ones running around with their masks now or the keffiyehs to cover their faces. But it's pretty much the same people. And you can see how angry they are and how they will hurt people just to do it. They don't even care. And what's very interesting is that the people now, they're starting to realize that, wait a minute, I see what the deep state is trying to do. They're trying to get rid of women. They're trying to normalize pedophilia. And we shouldn't have men on women's sports. And the New York Post, they put this out and it says 66% of U.S. adults oppose transgender girls competing on female sports teams. Well, let's put this the right way here. 66% of U.S. adults oppose men competing on female sports. That's what it really should read. Now, the question is, why isn't this 90%? Why is it only 66%? Because most of the people are still brainwashed. Most of the people still don't realize what's happening. But I do believe in the end, people will wake up. People will see what's happening. And these numbers will go up. But you can see the deep state players, they are now pushing their entire agenda. There's going to be chaos. We already see Antifa, the illegals, out on the streets surrounding the White House. Now, remember, going back in time, what did BLM do? They burned, they looted, they destroyed things. They came to D.C. They even tried to breach the White House. And now we have these same exact people who are all for Palestine. Now they're going up against Biden. Now, once again, they're holding a bloody keffiyeh up. They're holding Biden's head up. They're not for Biden because he's not doing what he wants them to do. So they've turned on him. It doesn't mean they're with Trump. It means they're in limbo. They don't have the person they want. So now they're turning on Biden, which I find very, very interesting. So everything that Trump was experiencing, now Biden is experiencing this. And what they did is they surrounded the White House. Smoke was everywhere. They had smoke bombs. They were hitting the park rangers. They were hitting the police there. They chased the Secret Service out. And you could see they were taking control. And they took a red ribbon and they put it around the White House. And they said, this is our red line. Now, think about this for a second. Think about what they're doing here. Julie Kelly says the following. This sort of conduct toward federal officers has resulted in armed raids, pretrial detention, and years in prison for January 6ers. But not a single pro-Hamas cop attacker will face a federal charge. And she's absolutely right. But you can see this was all planned by Antifa. And Dakota 77 put this out and says, national pro-Palestine protest today nationwide. D.C., L.A., San Francisco, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, Houston. Red line, stop the genocide. June 8th, 2 p.m. So this is the red line. That's very interesting that they mentioned the red line. Well, if you go back to post 1589, June 26, 2018, there are three lines I want to read here. It's a very long post, but just see three. Threats of assassination. They are prepping for this by activating progressive activists. Red line. So, yes, they did these things to Trump. I do believe they were trying to breach the White House during the BLM riots. I do believe they were going to try to assassinate him, have these people assassinate the president. And I do believe now these people are going to be doing it to Biden. And we could see they're already starting. So is the White House going to be breached? Most likely, yes. Now, what are the scenarios? Well, it could be these people where they get so angry at Biden, they had enough and they go in and they try to get him. Or this morphs into something different and these people, they change their outfits and they start to change into Trump supporters. And the Trump supporters, because they're angry with the election, they have these people try to breach the White House. And this way, Biden then can blame it on the Trump supporters. He can actually say there's martial law and actually have the military come out. But I do believe some type of scenario like this might happen. And I just want to go back to post 4404, June 4, 2020. It says, important to understand, what happens if a breach occurs at the White House? Attempts coordinated to capture a horrifying moment. What happens then? Heavy protected White House. POTUS warning men to push rational thought. Peaceful protesters. Previous coordinated anarchist. Anarchist 99. Push to victory. White House breach. Let's see how this all plays out, because I do believe everything that they were doing to Trump, or continually doing to Trump, I do believe it's going to boomerang on them, and it's now happening to them. And if you really think about it, Trump was going to crash the economy. Actually, who's crashing the economy? Biden is. Trump is going to bring us to war. Who's bringing us to war? Oh, that's right. Biden's bringing us to war. So everything they tried to do on Trump, he is now doing it to them. And you could see that they are now trapped in their indictments, because they're losing their ability to keep Trump very, very busy. Remember, they wanted these four trials. They wanted these four trials ongoing until the election to keep him very, very busy and to continually convict him over and over and over and have gag orders on him so he can't speak out. This way he can't rally. He can't really do much of anything. But again, it's falling apart because the Letitia James trial, that's over with. There's an appeal going on. You know that's going to be reversed. We have the Bragg trial, and the sentencing is coming up with that one. But the other two cases, they don't have. Those are pushed off beyond the election. So what do they have to keep him busy? Not much. And I do believe this is why we're starting to see certain things happen in the Bragg case. Now, before we get to that, America First Legal, they filed a federal state complaint claiming that the diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI hiring policies of Bragg's office are illegal and alleging they discriminate against white men and Asian people. So not only is Alvin Bragg's office engaged in weaponized political lawfare against Trump, but it appears they are also engaged in illegal race and sex discrimination. We just filed a federal civil rights complaint against the Manhattan DEA's office. And I don't think anyone's really surprised about that. But the surprising thing is that all of a sudden, the New York Supreme Court notified Mershon of the Trump verdict Facebook post. And it looks like Mershon had no choice but to notify the parties involved. So that raises a lot of questions right now. And it seems like something sketchy is going on about this public release of information from Mershon in New York. So according to the information, it looks like there's an individual, Michael Anderson, said, hey, my cousin is on the jury and they're going to vote that he's guilty even before anything even starts. So why would Judge Mershon want to draw public attention to this? Is he looking to create a mistrial? Maybe, maybe not. But think about this for a second. We know that this is going to go to the appeals court. We know that this is going to be overturned. We know that Mershon and Bragg, they're going to be brought into the spotlight and people are going to see, well, wait a minute, they didn't follow the rule of law. They might even be disbarred and the case might be thrown out and there might be an investigation that is actually investigating the judge and Bragg and anyone else that was involved in all of this. Do they actually want that to happen? Most likely not. So would you plant something like this? Yes. Now, once again, just because you plant something like this, it doesn't mean, oh, it's a mistrial automatically. This individual, Michael Anderson, is he really a cousin of someone? That means you have to bring in all the jurors. You got to question everyone, find out whose cousin this is, and try to put all the pieces together to see if there is a major, major problem here. And that is the big question here. Is there a major problem? Now, I do believe the deep state players, they probably want to shift this in a different direction, and they probably want a mistrial. This way, they can keep the gag order. They can keep Trump very, very busy all the way up to the elections, because this is all they have. And again, is this going to work? Well, I think this is going to be very, very difficult for them, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do get the mistrial, if this actually happens, or maybe it's just a troll and someone just put it out there. If this does happen, I wouldn't be surprised if this case is then pushed beyond the election, because this is definitely going to look like election interference if he's doing this in the months of September or October. So I think definitely people will see this very, very differently. They'll see the election interference and they'll say, wow, this is, they're really interfering in the election right now. And this is what people are going to see. Now, once again, the other side is Mershon and Bragg just trying to get out of this because they know if it goes up to the appeals court, they're screwed. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He just says mistrial. Now, remember, Trump, he's not truly a convicted felon yet, even though the deep state players love to repeat this. The propaganda likes to repeat this. He really isn't, because when you look at how this actually works, the decision of the jury doesn't take effect until the judge enters a judgment on the decision. So right now, he's still not a convicted felon, even though the jury, you know, found him guilty. But let's see how this all plays out with this post on Facebook. Let's see how they approach this. This will be very, very interesting. Trump, he also put this out on Truth. He said, I truly wish people would remember that all of these trials are concocted and run by crooked Joe Biden, White House, and DOJ for the purpose of election interference and damaging crooked's political opponent, me, as much as possible. These are not legitimate trials. They are merely part of an illegal political witch hunt, the likes of which our country has never seen before. So if you really think about it, if they do get the mistrial and they continue on with this case, you're going to see election interference every single day, because as it gets closer and closer to the presidential election, this is exactly what they're doing right now. And I think the people are going to see it very, very clearly. But the other thing that is happening right now is we see the January 6er, Trennis Evans, through his legal advocacy group, Condemn USA, they filed a Supreme Court petition on Friday aimed at squarely at halting the controversial New York case against Trump. Evans' petition contends that allowing New York to proceed would create inconsistent interpretations of federal law across states, undermining national legal uniformity and fairness. The petition seeks an immediate stay on the trial proceedings in New York, requesting that the Supreme Court intervene to prevent further potential injustice. Evan also requests a comprehensive review of the trial records, arguing that Trump may be entitled to a writ of habeas corpus, a fundamental safeguard against unlawful and indefinite imprisonment. And he's saying that we, the people, are being disenfranchised as voters. And he's absolutely right. This is pure election interference. But again, the people around this country, they're not falling for it. And you can see more and more people are waking up. If you look at Ocala, Florida, there was thousands upon thousands of people chanting USA, USA. Out on Long Island, Lee Zeldin was talking to a crowd and they were all for Trump. Out in California, the streets were lined with Trump supporters. Absolutely amazing. And out in Newport Beach, Trump was waving to all the boaters out there. The people, they're waking up. Have you ever seen Biden have a rally like this? Have you ever seen the streets lined up for Biden or Kamala Harris? Absolutely not. Which means we, the majority, we are in control. And what's very interesting is that Amber Rose, and we mentioned this before, but a TMZ reporter was asking her questions. Why are you voting for Trump? And one of the questions she asked was, a lot of people were shocked with your endorsement of Trump. I mean, you're all about women's rights issues. What was the reason for the big change? Amber responded and said, is Donald Trump not for women's rights issues? The reporter said, I guess a lot of people were asking. Amber said, he's trying to make America great again. That's for women too, right? The reporter said, well, that's true. The reporter said, I know. Does him getting convicted change the way you view him? Amber said, no, not at all. The reporter said, I mean, do you think you'll help his chances, like getting reelected, or you'll hurt him? Amber said, I think it helps him more. Oh, it helps him more? Yeah, absolutely. I think people see the injustice of what happened, and they want to vote for him more than ever. The reporter said, I know. I wanted to ask you, so it seems like a lot of celebrities are voting for Trump now. Why do you think people are changing the way they're voting? Amber said, I think we just did our research and we're not brainwashed anymore by the left. I can say that about myself. All these years, I've been brainwashed and I'm not anymore. Wow. So the people, they are learning. And as the people start to research, as people start to understand what's going on, they realize that the D's have been brainwashing them for a very long time. And now they're coming to the side of the patriot. And that just reminds me of a quote from Mark Twain. And I think this applies to what we're seeing today. In the beginning of change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And I do believe this is exactly what we're experiencing right now. And the other thing that's very interesting, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you can see the deep state players, they are panicking right now. And we had MSNBC analyst Donnie Deutsch. He is urging the U.S. military to release an ad campaign against Trump. He said, I think the most compelling advertising campaign would be centered around the military. If we got Mattis, McMaster, Milley, and Kelly to go to screen and say, look, this country cannot stand Donald Trump. The defense of this country will not stand Donald Trump. We are great Americans. We believe in the country. We trust the country. We know this country. You can't vote for Trump. I think the military is the secret weapon in the election, and I hope those ads come to fruition. Well, that's ironic. He thinks the military is the secret weapon. That should tell the American people, you can't vote for Trump. What happens to the long-cherished American concept of separating the civilian government from the military? But I do believe the military is the secret weapon. The military has taken control of the country. The military is going to guard the election. The military is going to prosecute those treasonous people. So, yeah, if you want to think about it, the military is the secret weapon. And I do believe all those individuals that assisted in overthrowing the United States government, they are enemies of this country. They are enemy combatants. Mike Davis put this out and said, those who aid and abet war crimes aren't civilians. They are enemy combatants. They are war criminals. They are legitimate targets. Now, think about this for a second. War crimes. Isn't treason a war crime? Absolutely. Post 2300. Down below it says, define treason. The crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. Define subversion. The act of subverting, the state of being subverted, especially a systematic attempt to overthrow or undermine a government or a political system by persons working secretly from within. The line of questioning, R.E. Senator Graham with Justice Kavanaugh at the time. Senator Graham asked him about enemy combatants. Down below it says operators are standing by and gives a phone number. Post 2381, it says military op. How can you make arrests, non-military, prior to first fully cleaning out corrupt elements at the top of those departments, FBI, DOJ, that oversee investigations and prosecution in the United States? They themselves are the very ones engaged in the illegal treasonous acts. Now think about it. Go back in time. Who was fired? Comey, McCabe, Rabicki, Baker, Priestap, Stroke, Page, Corton, Campbell, Loftman, Carlin, Sally Yates, McCord, Bruce Orr, Steinbeck, and many, many others. They were all fired. So did they prep the FBI? Did they remove those people that were in power? Yeah, to have civilian trials? Yes. I know today we don't see that with the DOJ, the FBI, because we needed to wake the people up. The people needed to see the corruption. But what happens when things start to turn? What happens if there are sleepers that are in these organizations and they have not yet been activated? Let me just read a little bit further down in this post. How do you ensure those prosecuted, non-military, will receive an impartial judgment based on the rule of law? Think federal judge ruling, obstruction, POTUS granted constitutional authority. How do you ensure appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court are evaluated impartially based on the rule of law? Think Justice K, 5-4, military law versus criminal law, enemy combatant. And I do believe in the end, all these people that were involved in overthrowing the United States government, they are now enemy combatants, which means, again, the military is the only way. And yes, you will have civilian trials. Yes, you will have military trials. Because again, the people must know. The people are waking up. The people are starting to understand. But I do believe in the end, the people must know who the players are that actually went ahead and overthrew the United States government. When you rig an election and you cheat, It means you overthrow the duly elected president and you've taken over the government, which means you are an enemy combatant now. And I do believe in the end, there will be justice. And the people are waking up now. People are seeing what's going on. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe you're going to see a lot of scary things. And remember, this is to wake the people up. It's to make the people see the truth. It's to break them of the brainwashing. Some people aren't going to wake up on their own. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want the majority of the country. That is the counterinsurgency. The people with the military and the president to go up against the insurgency. Now, the insurgency, they're going to use chaos because that's what the insurgency is. They're going to try to get control of DC, get control of that area. I do believe the White House will be breached by these individuals. And I do believe the military is going to be called out. I wouldn't be surprised if the Biden administration calls out the military. And remember, the military, they're going to have to remember their oath. I do believe this is bringing us full circle because I do believe the military remembered their oath when the government was overthrown. And the military is going to remember their oath now where they're going to protect this country from foreign domestic enemies. And the enemy is the Biden administration. The enemy is Obama. The enemy is Antifa. The enemy is the illegals. The enemy is all the unelected people that are driving all of this. Those are the enemies. They're enemy combatants. Remember, these people, they weren't in elected positions. There were some, but many of these people were not. They were civilians working with foreign governments. So I do believe in the end, this is going to come full circle. And yes, in the end, the military is the only way. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.